Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 East West Shrine Bowl. We're here with the Mississippi State standout, Daryl Williams. Daryl, welcome to the show. How's this week treating you so far?
It's been treating me well. I mean, you know, going to get some great opponents, going to get some great players. I mean, I think it's been an awesome experience. I'm just going to enjoy it.
When in your collegiate career, and you're playing at a big-time program at Mississippi State, I mean, when do you kind of get the sense that what you're going to do on Saturdays is kind of get you this opportunity to, you know, make a living on Sundays?
I mean, the way I play, I mean, my tenacity, my nastiness, and the way I in the mean streak that I bring to the table each and every Saturday, I think they would give me the opportunity to be here going against some more great players. I mean, I think my work ethic is off the charts. I mean, I think guys, when you see the tail, I think guys, you see that I love moving, got out of holes, things like that nature, so.
Yeah, definitely. Now, have you always had the size? I mean, growing up, were you always a bigger kid?
I mean, I wasn't always a big kid. I was young. I was small. I mean, literally, okay. I played linebacker. A lot of people don't know that, but
okay.
I played linebacker, literally, but I wasn't always as big. I mean, I think going into my freshman year of high school, I thought like 270, something probably a little lighter than that. So.
Okay. And then so you kind of grow into this thing, and then you take the thing to the next level, and now you're here. Is it weird just being down here? And maybe, you know, I talked to somebody earlier, and I said, is it weird being in a huddle? And he goes, they didn't huddle in college. They would get the place on the sideline.
It isn't weird for me to huddle in the sideline, because knowing that when I was coaching Mullen, when I was coaching Mrs. Day, we huddled a little bit. So it hasn't been weird to be in a huddle, but taking multiple plays out of her has been weird, because we probably huddled, probably like five times since I played in a spread offense. So.
Okay. Now you're down here for a reason. I mean, these NFL scouts, you know, if you're in the film room with them, I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those hallmark abilities that they're going to say, damn it, man, we love this kid?
Man, my work ethic and the way I move guys out of spots, I mean, out of position. I mean, I think when you pull on the tape, I mean, you're going to see that I try to bear each and every rep, and that's something that John Higgins, my previous coach, taught me. It's never quit. Play with a mean streak and continue to go 100 miles per hour. So,
anything go on though? I mean, maybe the system you ran, you couldn't showcase certain things.
Oh man, the system we ran, man, was awesome. I mean, I think the system gave offensive linemen opportunity to have mean streaks, to be nasty, to be dirty, and to play physical, to show off your ability. And I think that it carry on into the new style offense that Moorhead brought in as well to help me showcase my talent. So I'm thankful for both of those, Coach Mullen and Coach Moorhead.
It's not that this means that much to you, but I can tell you anytime that I go to a game and I got the binoculars on an offensive lineman, it's my favorite position to watch when there's a nasty one. Like, you know, the play's going off to the right. Just say you're pushing the guy to the left and you're just driving him into the ground, maybe pushing his head down. You know, why you're getting up. There's little subtle is that something that I've never seen you play live like that, but when I see those type of things?
Oh, more definitely. When you watch that, you'll see that a lot. I mean, I like finishing guys, and I was trying to do the same thing here, but continue to be at a high level, but they want to keep us off there and things like that. But I'm a guy that I play physical. I play at Go to the Woods, so that's the guy that I am. That's the reputation that I built, so it got me this far.
It has gotten you this far. You get comparisons? I mean, family, friends, it's a Monday night. I mean, you know, they say, hey, you know, we're watching a game. You kind of remind us of this guy?
I talk to Elton Jenkins a lot. I mean, a guy that has helped me along the way. I mean, a guy that is really killing the league right now. I mean, those guys, him and Martinez, even Deion Calhoun, also a guy that just showed me the ropes, showed me how to be an offensive lineman, not just being an offensive lineman, but being a smart offensive lineman as well. I'm thankful for those guys each and every day. Those guys that told me, but a lot of people try to compare me to David DeCastro. I mean, that's somebody that a lot of people have been saying I play like, but we'll see the film. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch David DeCastro like that, but I watch a lot of a good bit of guards. I mean, I watch Who do I watch? I watch the guard out of Marshall Yonder out of the Ravens.
Okay.
Like I love watching him. He just show the way he plays, the way his tenacity, and the way his work ethic is. That's something that I love about him. And I also watch a ton of Travis Kelce and Marquise Pouncey, those guys. So I really love their game. So.
Definitely, man. That's a lot of guys, and even the comparison to the Castro. I mean, you know, you're talking about one of the, you know, Pro Bowler, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You get those comparisons. For you, I mean, what's it like lining up against you? I mean, are you talkative out there?
I'm not talking, but once you, but if you feel like you don't want to rep, I mean, you get to chirping. No, when I get to chirping back, so I let you know that I'm gonna be here 24/7. So I'm not going anywhere. So when you bring it, I'm gonna bring it again. So I'm gonna continue to compete at a high level. I mean, I never quit. I never back down for anyone. So. I'm going to repeat it. I love each and every rep. So.
Nice. Now, their play is going to be called in. I mean, if you're going to score a touchdown offensively, I mean, what's the play? I mean, is it pass pro? I assume it's probably a run play where you get to blow somebody off the ball. But kind of what would be the play and what would you want to do?
I mean, you do name it. I mean, if you go back and watch the tape into me at college, I mean, I only gave it 1 second my whole career. So it was that was awesome in pass pro. You know, we played in the one of the tougher conferences. But I mean, I love run block. I mean, I love the power schemes. I love the inside zones. That's something that I love. That's something that was our bread and butter at Mississippi State, was inside zone. I think we had the ACC rushing lead in Kyle Hill. I mean, I think that we did an excellent job on inside zone and power, and that's probably one of my favorite two plays.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, man, before we let you go, we call three and out, just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those? You ready to take a shot with some of these questions?
Oh, no.
Off-mall?
Oh, no, all right.
All right, now, take us inside that Mississippi State locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Oh, man, bizarre nickname. Let's see. I mean, I had a nickname called the Big General, but I guess it's because of the way I play on the field and the way I carry myself as a leader and things of that nature. So I think I had one. Who was that? A crazy name. Oh, we call Earl Thompson the Shotgun. I mean, the way he delivered blows, I mean, it's off the charts. I mean, he went through about 5 or 6 helmets this last season. So I think the way he pulled the trigger is off the charts. I mean, I think when you watch the tape, I mean, you'll love the way he plays side on the sideline. Well,
that's about it. Now, I always ask the offensive linemen, because you guys are usually the big boys. Who's the biggest eater amongst you or your teammates, and what's the most impressive meal you've ever seen him put down?
Oh, man, I think the most impressive eater is Stuart Reese. I mean, one of my starting guards. I mean, a guy that came in. I mean, well, he came in. I mean, not even came in. He even came in. He's on recruit visit. I mean, we had ate at a sushi bar. I mean, a hibachi bar. I mean, he ate 4 plates of rice. And then not only rice, he ate chicken, double shrimp, double steak, and double scallops.
Wow.
And he had sushi on the side. I mean, I never saw nobody eat like this. I mean, that was really shocking me. So I was like, wow.
So Mississippi State sold him. That meal sold him.
Yeah,
right?
That meal had to sold him. I mean, we got him. I think he committed the next day, so we sold him.
And this is the final question. We just asked this for some fun. We tally the names up at the end of the year, see which female celebrity gets the most votes. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to take it? Who are you going to take to lunch?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You know, it's funny, folks, is we've been talking with Daryl here. He's just answering that. He's actually in thought now. He's thinking.
Oh, man. I'm about to say, that's a hard one there. It's probably going to go Beyonce. I mean, yeah, that's about it. That's what we want to take out Beyonce, so.
Yeah, no, that's we hear her name quite a bit. Daryl, man, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Calls the Pro NFL Draft exclusive.